lives right across from the Shaw place when you come into Gray Horse. That's their little house right there. It's all that fence around it. It's always mowed a lot. That's where her grandma lives.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 20th, 2023. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 14 of our agenda. Assistant Chief Walker, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the pretty weather. Thank you for the rain that we've gotten recently. Lord, I pray for more. I just ask that you be with this body, Congress, and be with them and help lead and guide them and make decisions that benefit the Osage Nation and the people and those that we serve. Lord, it's an honor and a privilege to be in these positions, and I know that none of us really take it for granted, Lord. I just ask that you be with those that are in mourning. Lord, there's a lot of hurt out there. It's tough. Lord, just again, I ask those that are in those positions that you be with them and wrap your loving arms around them. We're in these seats to make decisions that affect our young children. Lord, I just ask that you keep that in the forefront of our minds and our elders and those that are vulnerable from addiction and those types of things, Lord. I just, I appreciate, the many blessings that we get and that you've provided for us. I've always said I enjoy the change of seasons, Lord. I enjoy this fall season, Lord, and I appreciate that. Please forgive us for our sins. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene. Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Before approval of the journal, I want to announce that we have received Robert Warrior's packet back, and he will be assigned to government operations for you all to look through that. All right, thank you. Next, we are on approval of journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the agenda, or I'm sorry, journal of September 19, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning, September the 20th. The presiding officer was Congressman Bill Keene. The committee looked at resolution number ONCR-2321. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene, Hamilton, and Bickhorst. Committee also looked at bill number ONCA-23-101. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene, Hamilton, and Bickhorst. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees. We have none. Introductions of bills or resolutions. Hearing none, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. Reading it in ONCA 23112, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for their annual oil and gas summit in the amount of $10,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 23112 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on general order day one, second reading. Congressman Hamilton.
ONCA 2333, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for site construction at the Wajaji National Cemetery to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, those listening in. Doing a second reading on ONCA 23-57 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $235,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of an ambulance for the Shidler, Oklahoma Volunteer Ambulance Service and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Good morning, thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. Reading ONCA 23-81, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 23-86, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $6 million to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 23-87, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for restricted land maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date.
Give me just 1 minute, please. Congresswoman, I'm sorry, there is a mistake. ONCA 2381 is actually on general order day two and not on general order day one. I didn't catch that. I'm gonna ask for a brief recess without objection so that I can make sure that there's no more. We're in recess.
Paula, what does your amendment do? It's the equipment and the clean out of the grease trap that Hominy requested.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what about 86?